When a person realizes that you're going to build a place for the Shekhinah Kavyachol, Ishtabach Shemo La'ad, you don't think Hashem is going to help you? Hayipale me Hashem Davar? You think Hashem is going to leave you? We're less than a week away from Purim. Look at the miracles that happened to Bnei Yisrael. Ishtabach Shemo La'ad. Bnei Yisrael, they were set up for a checkmate. Everything was lined up, they were done. Yud Gimel Adar, the date was set. Haman wanted to kill the Jewish people. Haman had the ring of Ahasuerus. He was ready to sign, and he did sign. Ahasuerus signed it. He led Haman to sign. The letters were sent out. The world was about to find out to kill the Jewish people. Haman's kids, and there were a lot of Amalekim as mayors and senators, so to speak, in the world. And they didn't like the Jewish people. Haman is second to the king. Everyone is bowing down. Everything is lined up for destruction for Bnei Yisrael. And what happens in no time? The next day, Haman is already hanging on a tree, and every Jew lives, and not one Jew died in any of the war. Ishtabach Shemo La'ad. How did that happen? V'nahafochu. Everything just switched. Hayipaleh me'Hashem davar. Do you think there is something that God cannot do? All we have to do is to remember and to mitchazek in our emunah and bitachon and to pray chazak. These are beautiful days for Bnei Yisrael, Adar Bet especially. And right as Purim is coming along, just a few days away, just a few days. Can you imagine the koach ha-tefillah? Can you imagine what someone is able to do with the koach ha-tefillah to pray chazak? Yeshuat Hashem keheref ayin. In no time, everything could switch. Just for the better, of course. In no time. Hayipaleh me'Hashem davar.